This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Fully vaccinated officials who work with the White House and Congress tested positive for COVID-19 this week amid concern about cases after a small outbreak among a group of Democratic state legislators from Texas who are currently staying in the area. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announced Tuesday that a White House aide tested positive on Monday. She said the staffer remains off campus and is experiencing mild symptoms. Contact tracers who are part of the medical unit also determined that the person had no close contacts with President Joe Biden. In addition to the White House staffer, a staff member for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also tested positive for COVID-19. According to her office, the unnamed staffer hadn't come into contact with the California Democrat since the exposure. The Pelosi staffer tested positive after exposure to Texas lawmakers who are visiting Washington, some of whom tested positive for COVID-19 over the past few days. People who are fully vaccinated can still test positive for the virus. Experts refer to these situations as breakthrough cases. But medical authorities also note that those who are inoculated have a significantly lower chance of serious illness, hospitalization, and death if they're infected, and many only experience mild symptoms. Iraqi families laid to rest loved ones on Tuesday who were killed in a deadly bombing that claimed at least 30 lives just hours earlier in a busy market in Iraq's capital. The funerals were held for the victims of the blast the night before in a crowded market in a Baghdad suburb. The military said in a statement that at least 50 people were wounded in the attack. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack, which occurred a day before the Eid al-Adha holiday, when many residents were out shopping for gifts. From Washington, this is VOA News. Somali commandos coming under attack from the al-Shabaab terror group got some help Tuesday from a U.S. airstrike. The Pentagon late Tuesday confirmed U.S. forces were behind the single strike near Galkayo, about 580 kilometers north of the capital of Mogadishu. The strike was first announced by Somali officials earlier in the day. A Pentagon official told VOA the strike was authorized under existing authorities to defend U.S. partner forces and came even though no U.S. troops were on the ground. Tuesday's airstrike targeting al-Shabaab is the first such strike in 6 months, and the first carried out since U.S. President Joe Biden took office. The U.S. carried out 63 airstrikes against al-Shabaab in 2019 and 53 in 2020. Another 7 took place in the first 2.5 weeks of 2021 before former U.S. President Donald Trump left office. U.S. officials say the slowdown after that was due to a Biden administration review of the military's airstrike policy. Since then, Somali officials have repeatedly called for the resumption of U.S. airstrikes. An agent for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration was arrested on charges stemming from the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, is accused of posing for photographs in which he flashed his DEA badge and firearm outside the building while off duty. Court records show the agent, Mark Ibrahim, was arrested in Washington on charges including making a false statement to investigators. A court filing says a video posted on the internet also showed Ibrahim carrying a flag bearing the words "Liberty or Death" outside the Capitol about 12 minutes before a mob of people pulled apart a nearby set of barricades. The three biggest U.S. drug distribution companies and the drug maker Johnson & Johnson are on the verge of a $26 billion deal to settle lawsuits brought by state and local governments across the country over the toll of prescription opioids, according to lawyers suing on behalf of the local governments. Full details of the settlement could come this week, but it could take months to get final approval from the state and local governments. A $1 billion-plus deal involving the state of New York was announced also on Tuesday. Opioids have been linked to more than 500,000 deaths in the United States since the year 2000. The number of cases reached a record high in 2020. And top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci on Tuesday said the Delta variant of COVID-19 is the cause of more than 80% of the new cases in the United States. He also said the authorized COVID-19 vaccines in the country are still more than 90% effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.